Take four, side one. Lucille, continuing from our last question, you slip and catch yourself, and you say, "This is a dangerous place. I
slip down."
All right. And I blank fell. You didn't quite fall, but you
nearly fell.
All right. Would you ever say, use any other expressions besides that, I like to?
I like to fall.
Which do you use more, do you think?
I almost fell.
Do you? All right. You know you're in the car and you're going somewhere. Let's say you're going to Macon. And you know you're on the right road to Macon, but you aren't sure of the distance. And you ask somebody, how
much farther is it to Macon?
All right. If you're pointing out something nearby to somebody, you'll say,
"It's over there."
All right. Now, you want to call attention to something. You're holding something in your hand. You want them to look at something in your hand. You'll say,
"Look what I got."
Okay. Would you ever say anything else, such as "look a here" or anything like that?
No.
All right. If you want to know how many times somebody does something, you would say, "How blank do you go to town?"
How many times do you go to town?
Okay. Now, one word that you might use to express that, how many times. How begins with O.
How often do you go to town?
All right. Let's say that you agree with a friend when he says, "I'm not going to do that," or "I'm not going to vote for that guy." You'll say, "You're not going to vote for
me." I am not either.
Okay. "I am not either." Might you say it any other way? Now, let me say it again. "I'm not going to vote for that guy." And you would say,
"I ain't going to vote for him either."
All right. We're going to talk about this area up here above the head. What do you call that?
Forehead.
All right. Now, with what's above the forehead, around the head, some man didn't, well, first of all, this on the head growing is called the
hair.
And if some man didn't shave around his chin, that is up above his mouth, that would make a
mustache.
And below his chin, he might be growing a
whisker.
What is it?
Whisker.
Okay. Would you call all of those together anything else?
Beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ears.
Okay. Now, behind his ears, and which ear would this be?
The right ear.
And this one?
Left ear.
If someone is mumbling, they're not talking clearly, you might say, "Take that candy out of your
mouth and stop mumbling."
All right, good. Now you sound like a teacher. I have to say that many times. All right, someone has a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. And the throat is part of the
neck.
What do you call this little part of the neck right there?
Goozle.
Okay. Does that mean the whole throat, or what does goozle mean to you?
No, it's that big thing that comes down your throat.
Okay, the part that protrudes, that sticks out right there?
Isn't it?
Okay. Have you ever heard that called an Adam's apple?
No.
Haven't you?
Right. No, yeah.
That's what I call it. Can you imagine that? Adam's apple. Isn't that strange? All right.
Yeah.
I give you one to think about, won't I?
Yeah.